Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. Ha, ha, I got you looking. On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid. Cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all noticed it. So far from limited. Platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride. That whole Benz flip. Acting like you on my team. When you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak. Hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got. And so deserving it. The best is in my future. Now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling. Rhyme swooshing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault,
it's my fault.
Now she hookin', her snatch is wet. While she tookin', stuck on stoop, like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent.
Matt Frankel, aka Big Stack. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP does that pussy right. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2 with Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks say they want it through. Hit me and skip the two. So now girl, you know what to do. So now girl, you know what to do.
Ooh yeah, hey, it's super beat up on this track. You be up in the club, shaking that ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't give it to them, I'll bounce right there. I'll give you less experience, you never go ahead. The agitation, a baby wait in the back. I'll make it come so hard, you like, ooh yeah. Thanksgiving, you real bad. Thanksgiving, you real bad.
Be easy, we got him on this one.
Hello.
Hey, Asia. It's Big Fat from Big Fat Sidelower. You're live on the air with us. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good. What got you into music?
What got me into music? I've been involved in music my whole life, pretty much. I come from a music family. I've always taken, like, choir or band or something like that. As far as professionally, my father was a front man for over 40 years. My mother was his background singer. He was, like, the first black artist signed to Pure Southern out here in Nashville, Tennessee. My brother actually gathered some fame through American Idol. He was also in a group involved with Neo. So I got to watch all these guys do all this professional stuff before me when I was a young girl just kind of tagging along. So that's kind of what brought me into it professionally.
So you mentioned that your brother was on American Idol.
He's out in L.A. now recording his next album and stuff, so he's doing pretty well for himself as well.
I'm no stranger to the American Idol process, so tell us about this track, Ooh La La.
Ooh La La is definitely about somebody. I wrote it. It actually came out to be a plot, right? It didn't come, like, it just popped into my head one day. I wrote it, got with some musician friends of mine out here in Nashville, Tennessee, and we came up with some music to go along with the words that were going around in my head. And I actually got to record that song on the same console that Michael Jackson recorded Thriller on. So it was definitely a cool experience recording it. It's all original. I actually produced some of it and engineered some of it while I was in the studio. And it's just like, it's like a song. It's like about, you know, that feeling that you get when everything is right, whether it be the first week, first year, first month, you know.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, here it is. Asia with Ooh La La.
with Ooh La La. That's an amazing track you got there. Do you have a music video for it anywhere?
Yes, I do. I actually have a music video for it on YouTube. And you can find it just by typing in, this is for the Ooh La La official music video, or my name, or Seeley's Asia 1 is the channel on YouTube that I have.
All right. And where else can your fans find you at? Be it Instagram,
Twitter,
Facebook, MySpace.
Yeah, I have a Facebook fan page. This is www.facebook.com/ARC Music with a Z. And then I have a Reverb Nation page, which is www.reverbnation.com/AsiaClark. That's AJIA Clark. Let's see. My Twitter handle is Steely's Asia. You can find all of that through Facebook or Reverb Nation. You can link up with me there. I'm trying to think if there's, because Ooh La La also got me going to the Grammys this year. So I believe there's a Grammy website, Grammy 365, that you can find me on, but I'm not too sure. I think it's 365, but. You can find most of the information on how to link up with me through either Reverb Nation or my Facebook fan page.
All right. Another question I've been asking all my guests this. Actually, two questions. First, who are some of your inspirations? That's question one. The other question is that you can answer after that is what artist or group would people be surprised to know that you listen to?
What group would they be surprised that I listen to?
Yeah.
Okay. The first one, I have so many influences. I would say if I was going to go main influences, it would be Etta James, Nina Simone, Jill Scott, Tina Turner. I have, as far as male influences, it would be Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Prince, Donny Hathaway. I have a mixture of old and new school influences that kind of add to the diversity of my music. As far as what people would be surprised to hear that I listen to, I am a fan of Linkin Park and Nirvana.
Nice. All right. Tell us about this, the background story behind this song, Soul Train.
Soul Train actually came to me after I heard of John Cornelius' passing, because Soul Train was a big part of my life growing up. And once I heard of that, I just kind of, it just, you know, that's what came out. I wrote all the lyrics, and I produced and engineered that song as well.
All right, let's hear it. This is Asia with Soul Train.
Feet on the ground, the world is changing, what's going down? The clock was fading, I left out the door, my destination remains unknown. Weaving through the people in the street, they've taken all they can bleed from me. I stopped the bag lady before I could speak. She hands me a ticket, says you need it more than me. Soul Train, I'm searching for that soul train.
And that was Asia with Soul Train. Earlier you were mentioning the Grammys. Do you have any predictions for this year's Grammys?
I don't really have any any predictions on who will or who won't.
Who would you want to see go home with Grammys?
I mean, none of them are nominated, though. Like Jill Scott, I mean.
All right. And are there any performances that you're looking forward to seeing there?
Well, this will be my first time there, so I'm excited to see all of them, really. Like, I'm just excited to see the whole process. So I'm just, you know, I'm just really looking forward to going, period.
Earlier you were mentioning about Stevie Wonder and Michael Jackson and all of them being influences. How do you think that performance is going to go with when you get... when you mix Stevie Wonder and Daft Punk? See, it seems they're very, even they seem contrast at first glance, but with the Daft Punk's new sound, they're going for a more, you could say, 80s retro with that song with Pharrell Williams, where some of the sounds is almost reminiscent of early Michael Jackson.
It's Stevie Wonder. So Daft Punk knows that they're influenced by him as well. So he's such a professional. I'm pretty sure it's just going to go beautifully. It's going to go how it's going to come together really great, because, you know, Stevie Wonder is one of the artists that paves the way for a lot of artists. Just because you don't do his music, you know, specifically, doesn't mean that he didn't influence you.
Right. I'm a firm believer that just because someone's not in the same genre, that doesn't mean that they can't be influences. So
right.
I definitely hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I think it'll be very. I think it'll be a beautiful performance for sure.
We're going to talk to you a little bit more in a second. We're going to toss it to another song. This is "How Could You Leave Me" by Jatrell.
How could you leave me? How could you leave me? To leave me, you made me smile, you make me cry, you pick me up, you knock me down, tell me something, do you enjoy seeing me live on this roller coaster? Every time I think we're good, you tell me for another loop again. When will this confusion end?
every time you show me love. I know you sent from the God above, but the words you sometimes say doesn't make me love you that way. Every time I try to leave, you do something to make me say, when will this confusion end? I'm so confused,
so confused,
and I'm torn between the two. Should I not to think of you somehow, I always do.
How I always do.
I try to get you out of my head. I forget everything you say.
You say.
But I remember all of the good times that we both shared.
With how can you leave me? If you're just talking, joining us right now, we're speaking with Asia, and so my question for you is this: for your on your YouTube channel, besides for just music videos, is there anything else that we could find? Maybe blogs or anything of that nature.
There are some performances, you know, I post my live performances there, but that's about it. I don't necessarily do a YouTube blog. I normally am on my Facebook fan page and Reverb Nation handling those.
All right. So, once again, here is Asia with Ooh La La.
His kisses are sweet to me like honey.
And that was Asia with Ooh La La. That's definitely a song you can just get lost in.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. I'm glad you like it.
All right. I'd love to have you for a follow-up and talk to you longer for a follow-up. Do you have any other projects that you have coming up also? Show performances or any new albums coming out or anything that you would like to plug?
I actually just got a booking request today, so I'll be doing a show pretty soon, I'm sure. My album that I'm working on right now, called Finally Asia, is due to be released in spring 2014. I do also have another single out called What Am I to Do? That can be found on all three songs, Soul Train, Ooh La La, and What Am I to Do, can be found on iTunes for download, and that you can stream them on my Reverb Nation page.
All right. We'll definitely talk more. We're running out of time for today's show. It's been a pleasure to have you.
It's been a pleasure to be here.
And we'll definitely play that other single next time you come on.
All right.
Let us know when you finish that album, because we would love to hear it.
All right. I will do that.
All right. As always, you can catch past and present episodes of Big Stat Saddle Hour at msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com, where you can check out music by my group, the MSFP Crew, plus music that I produced. Check out about the MSFP Studios and Production Company, the label and the various projects I'm involved with. One that I hold near and dear to my heart, just scroll to the bottom of that page. We are raising money for the startup of the Big Stats Cares Foundation. The Big Stats Cares Foundation benefits special needs children through music education. So to those out there who are listening, look into your heart and feel free to donate as little or as much as you want. All right. Until next time, this has been Big Stats Idle Hour. Peace.